Wo wir ziehen, per Beis Mischne Wov. Waad Mose Chayv Lahachris. The next step in the process of Hashem Saveda is how long does he have to be metapu with it and be machris it. Ad kidei sheyedu v'shchenev. The Rebbe says until the people around him know about it. What's the hagdora of shchenev? The people in a reasonable area where you have to assume that it fell from them. Normally people that are here drop something. So the shchenev, that's his chayiv lahachris. Now, we have to add that the fact that he's not anymore mechuyev lahachris doesn't mean he's allowed to keep it. The assumption is, on something as a simin, that when he picked it up, it was before Yush. Imken, when he picked it up, he already became mechuyev. Became mechuyev, so he's not mechuyev to proactively look for the person, but it doesn't mean that the chavitz is his. If Yehuda Aymer, Sholish Regalim, there's a Zman that goes beyond just the people that are living over here. You have to have a time where Yidden from all places, from all walks of life, meet up. This is Halacha that was Negev Bizman Abayis. Yidden would be Ola Regel to Yerushalayim. At that point, that would be the optimal time to be Machris. Meli has to wait 3 Avedas. And then even after the third Moed, after the third Yom Tov, the reason why you need 3 is because it's assumed that there are always oinsim. The basic point of Rabbi Yehuda is that all of Klal Yisrael has to be able to hear it. It's not just for nearby, for the Shechenim. It has to be for everybody. Where's everybody? Other regal, maybe he missed. It has to be 3. After the Yom Tov, after the Regal Achron, Shiva Yomim, another 7 days, why? Kedei sheyelech lebeis shloisha, we assume that everybody left. He was machriz on a certain cloak with certain tovisim on him. Everybody has to know then if they lost the cloak. They don't know now they're in Yerushalayim. They don't know. They have to be able to go to their house 3 days. They have to be able to come back 3 days. And on the 7th day, for clarification purposes, so the hakroza has to go on. Now, the pashtus, the way to read the yachriz yom echod, is on the person who found. Not on the ma'abed. However, it would be shock to say if they have 3 days to be baidik, now they have to come back. Their machriz, I lost that cloak. So, Mela, please return it to me. The other point over here is that the 3 days, there's other mishnayos that talk about Yidden traveling away from Aliyah L'Regel. Many people in Yisrael live more than 3 days. So, you have to say, this is what the Gemara says, that Chazal did not institute a chiyuv to be matriach more than the 7 days. They made it the basic area around Yerushalayim for the checking after Sholosh Regalim. That they were only Mechayiv 7 days. Mishnah Zayin, Omer Aso Aveidu V'le Omer Simoneo. The Pashtus, and this is the way Rabbi Yehuda holds in the Gemara, and Dachov Ches, that we're talking over here about the person who's identifying, the person who's claiming the Aveidu. He comes to the person who was Machriz, and he says what it was. That means Yenner announced, I found an Aveidu. He comes, he says, maybe you found a winter coat. He says, yeah. What are the simonim? If he was able to identify the chavetz, that itself should be pretty convincing. No. If he wasn't able to identify the protim of that winter coat, le'oma simoneo lo yitin loy. One could say that's not enough of a hechrak to say that for sure he knew, maybe he took a guess. Or alternatively, you could say that what the item is, maybe that he heard from others who heard the story. But the exact measurements in Simonim, there's a tear over here, there's a spear button there, that's not something he would know about. So Mela, that would be a convincing Simon. That's one way to read the Mishnah. L'maisa, Rav Nachman in the Gemara reads the Mishnah differently. Omer Saved le'omer Simonel, we're talking about the one who's Machriz, the finder. He should be Machriz what the Aved is. He doesn't just say Aved Motsosi. He announces Motsosi a coat. Or let's make it more Lashon HaRosh, say a coat, a beged. And Tzudetzu, the one who wants to claim it, has to give Simonim. So then, Lo Yitin Lo. Rama is somebody who has a reputation or was proven that he's a person who's not honest. So there, even if he gives the Simonim, Lo Yitin Lo Shenema, Adroi Shochicho Isoi, Ad Shetidrish Shochicho Im Ramai Hum Eni Ramai. Adroi shochicho imoi, which is something that the oisoi, which is the Lashon Torah, doesn't use. What does it mean to be doirish ochicho? It means you have to get a character assessment on him. A regular person that comes and claims something with simonim, so you have to assume that he's telling the truth. But this person, even if he claimed it with simonim, if he's a rabbi, so we can't believe him. We have to be derish v'choyke the person himself. It's Lashon HaPasuk. The shaila is, what exactly are we assuming? Let's say a rabbi comes along, a fellow with a reputation for dishonesty, comes along and he claims the Aveda with simonim. There's two ways to approach the shaila. We say, don't give it back to him. Are we assuming that it's not his? One could say that simonim are not so foolproof. The question is, what's the difference between a person who's honest or not honest? Either simonim, you say, hey, that's a one in a million that he'd be able to identify the simonim of the chayfetz. So Mustamed says, if it's true, why shouldn't you give it back to him? Does the Torah penalize giving back a chayfetz to somebody who's dishonest? Let's say I know somebody has a reputation for dishonesty. Am I allowed to go over and steal from him? So why would I be allowed to keep his chayfetz? One has to say, that's not you keeping his chayfetz. We're not convinced that it's his chayfetz. But why not? If the simonim is an identifying feature and the chance of somebody else punk blocking out and hitting a simon that's on this chayfetz, if we say that's too big of a coincidence, so why shouldn't that be true to Gabi Rabbi? Says the Ktzois, what you're going to have to say is that the chshash is not that the simonim, that he had a different chayfetz and he got the lucky number. The chshash is that he's a Rabbi and he has a way of trickery, that he heard somebody who was looking for his chayfetz, and he was able to read between the lines. He heard the guy identify the type of coat that he was looking for. And then he hears somebody being machris and aveda, and he puts two and two and two together, and he goes and he identifies the coat with the simon. Not that the simonim are not foolproof, but the fact that he identified simonim just means that he heard it. Or maybe he had a way of sneaking into the person's house, and he saw the chayfetz, and then he snuck back out, and then he comes to him innocently, and he claims it. So maybe you can't believe the simonim, not that simonim are not trustworthy. Lemaisa, exactly how to make this point of Rambai seems to be a major machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim, brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Samach Zayin, machlokes could be the Rambam, the Rav, the Tur, the Rosh, other Rishonim, hold that if the Rambai presents a simin muvik, which means not just he says that the coat was a large men's coat, and he says the color, that there could be many of that type. He says that if you look inside, there's a place where it was cut, and it was stitched together with red thread. That's a simon muvik, because that's something that you won't find on another coat. That the rabbi wouldn't know about somebody else's coat. So if the rabbi would claim with a simon muvik mamish, then he would be able to claim. Other shen hold no. A rabbi could only claim an aved if he has edim that it belongs to him. So it could be the machlokes is that. Are we choshish that he saw the chayfetz? So maybe then he saw the chayfetz with the simonim of Avakim. Or the chash is that he just heard somebody else talking about it, a great coat, a large man's great coat, and that he was able to run and he was able to put on a convincing show, but he doesn't know, because he didn't hear the other person talking about it, that it had a place inside that was stitched together with red thread, that he would know. So it could be that's machlokes Rishonim. Now from the whole shmooze that we just had, we're talking about making sure that he presents simonim. And really from Mishnah Hey, where the Mishnah says that Simla is the prototype for Aveda, because Yeshla Simonov Yeshla Taivim would sound like a clear raya to the Gemara's discussion of Chav Zayin that simonim de'oi raisa. The idea that when somebody has simonim for something, even though there's no edim, but simonim could be considered a defining birur as to the metzias, the identity of something, midiraisa, and we would trust it, that's what it seems to be. The Maisa, the Gemara's Doicha, the Mishnah of Simla, is a pasuk, but maybe the Torah doesn't mean that it has simonim on a deraisa level. Maybe simonim are not enough. Maybe it has to be, has to have edim that could identify it, but not that if he says simonim, we assume that this chavitz is his. The Gemara has this discussion back about the nafkiminis of whether simon deraisa, simon derabonon. Simonim derabonon, by the way, means that Chazal will misaken that that's the way you claim an aveda, but not that that means of identification is strong enough to pass kandinim deraisa. Nafkamina, that would be legabi other areas in halacha. For instance, Mishnayis then the Yevamis. Would you be allowed to identify a mace to be matir, his wife, to get married, if you don't have edim that recognize the person, you have simonim that recognized his teeth structure, scars on his legs, v'chule v'chule, those are simanim of hakim, or a simon that's any muvik, which would mean you identify a male with black hair who is be'erech 5'11". There's many such people. That's a simon she'eni muvik. Which level of simon would be deraisa, which level of simon would be derabbanan, and whether the whole concept is simon of deraisa or not is something that's discussed extensively over here, as well as in the sugya yevamos. We're just pointing out the machloikis. And now let's go back to the Mishnah has another discussion. This discussion is about how to be metapel with an aveda. Person finds something, finds a behema, shor, sel, like it says in the pasuk, so he has to take the behema home. What does he have to do with it? He has to hold on to it till when? We discussed. Past that point, he's not mechuyev lahachriz. But what happens, let's say, that point of hachrozah passes, and he's stuck with the behema? What does he do? So the Mishnah starts like this. Kol dovah she'oseh v'ochel yaseh v'yochel. Any animal that could be productive. That means it's an animal that you could pay off its expenses by working it. A shor, so you'll use the shor for work, or the cow that will produce milk. Let it be yaseh v'yochel, and the cost of grain, of feeding it, of taking care of it, will be paid. There's no reason why the person who finds the aveda with the mitzvah has to have expenses for yenis behem. So merely yaseh v'yochel. What happens if it's something that can't pay off its own course? How do you know if it's ever going to be found the owner? And can you go to the owner and say, after holding on to it for 6 months, I want you to pay me for the storage and for the upkeep, etc.? And therefore the halach is yimoche, shenema v'ashivoy seloi, re'ei heich tishivenu loy. Interesting drosh over here. The word vahashivoisali means return it to him. It's a mitzvah say. But the Torah words it in vahashivoisali, it shall be returned to him. Return it to him in a way that he's getting it back. What does that mean? If you give it back to him, he has it back. So the Gemara understands that's a davar pashut, that when the behema is returned to the rightful owner, that the rightful owner is going to have to pay the expenses. Problem is, if he's holding on to it for a year or two, the expenses are going to out-eat the value of the behemoth that was found. So, Mamela, it makes sense that the way to be matzal, mamoyin, and shel Yisrael is by selling off the behemoth, holding on to the money, and giving him the money. We'll see in a second. Mayehe bedamim. What do you do with the money while you have it, while you're waiting for Yen to show up? But if it's something that's going to cause expense to the one who found it, then the smarter thing, the right thing to do is to sell it. The Gemara does add, don't sell it right away, there's a certain amount of time. Sell it right away, then the Baal Behemoth will never get his original Behemoth back. Sometimes a person loses something, and he's energetic, he's proactive, and he right away makes a search for it, and he'll find it within 2 days. Don't sell it that day. Wait a little while until the animal is standing on its 2 feet, until it feeds a certain amount. The Gemara gives for different animals different amounts, a reasonable amount of time. Lemaisa, whatever expenses he has, he'll be able to recoup from the Baal HaBehema. But in the long term, what you'll have to do is you'll have to sell it. Now, so let's say he finds a Behema. The Behema is worth $100. It's not a Yasav Yoichel. So maybe he sells it, and he has the money biyodoy. Mayeh bedamim, what should you do with the money? Reb Tarfon oimi yishtamish bohem. Reb Tarfon says, look, the money is not Yen's money. The money was money that was raised by the Moitza HaVeda al yedei des chefetz. So Mele, we see the money as being Birshus HaMoitzi, and yes, he has to repay that amount, but he has full right to use it. Lefikoch, im ovdu chai v'achiyusam. He has a din that he's allowed to use the money, and Mele, he's chai v'even ba'inis. That means he has a din of a shoyl. Mitzvah Hashem will discuss, as Akdama to Perek Shlishi, to Perek Hamafku, which is Hilchos Shomrim, the level of responsibility of different types of Shomrim. But B'derech Klal, a Shomer who's watching somebody else's chavetz, either for pay or not pay, is not mechuyev and oinsim. He might be mechuyev if there's some type of negligence and it was lost, even if it was stolen, it could have been watched better, but not if it was lost by oinis. But when something is lent, then the borrower is mechuyev even by oinsim, even totally not his fault. That's the case over here. It's money that he had. He had full recourse to use it. The money is yours to use. So, Mel, if the money is stolen from you, your money was stolen from you. And Mamela Chai Bachirusim, you're going to have to pay the dollar and cents amount to him. Kiva Oimer, no. Lo Yishtamish Behem. The money was bought, the money was gotten by the chefetz that was sold. That money belongs to the owner. You're holding on to it as a shomer. You're holding on to Yen's money. Do you not let use the money? Lefikach Hemavdu. If the money was lost, bonus and chayv bachriusam, you're not allowed to use it, and therefore you're not chayv bachrais. You're only a shomer. The Gemara has a famous and very interesting discussion. We were a little bit vague in what we just said. We said im yishtamish, then he's like a shoyel and he's chayv bainsim. It's like his money. If he's not mishtamish, if he's not allowed to be mishtamish, he's a shomer. What type of shomer? A shomer chinam or a shomer sachar? Like we said, we'll explain the protim in the beginning of Perek Shlishi. But there's a different level of chiyuv that a shomer chinam has. He has less responsibility for a chevitz than a shomer sachar. Shomer sachar is somebody who's getting some type of benefit. He's being paid. It's not his chevitz, but he's watching it for yenim. Shomer chinam is absolutely, he's doing yenim a favor. He's getting nothing from it. Is a person watching an Aveda getting nothing from it? L'chayra. The Torah gave him a mitzvah, so he's mekayim a mitzvah. He'll get points in Shemayim. But in this world, he's not getting anything from the chesed of watching and saving and returning Yen as chayfetz. Comes along a famous Gemara, and the Gemara says, Pruta de Rabbi Yosef. The Amar Rabbi Yosef was mechadish, that whilst he's doing the mitzvah, engaging and taking care of Yen as chayfetz, or engaged in selling the thing in order to get the money and then putting the money in a safe place for chulei, while he's doing a mitzvah, if somebody would come along to him and somebody would ask him for tzedakah, we have a klal oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. He'd be potter in this world. Also, he has a benefit. He wouldn't have to give tzedakah. Normally, a person approaches you for money. You have to give money. How much do you have to give? You have to give a pruta. Doesn't say how much tzedakah you have to give something. Person has to give maaser, but he also has to give. When somebody approaches him with an open hand, you're not allowed to send the either way. It's a lav in the Torah. Memela, his way that he would be marviach a pruta on that is the fact that he has a mitzvah. That means that the mitzvah is not just in Yenevel. The mitzvah provides him with a benefit in this world. We see that as benefit. We see him not as a shomer chinam, but as a shomer sachar, and therefore he'll be mechuyev on the upgraded level of responsibility that a shomer sachar has. The Amar Rabba argues with that. And of course, both opinions are negeya according to the shita of Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Tapin, it's not negeya. He's a shoyel, which is chayiv as if he took possession of the chayfetz. So he's chayiv even ba'inus.